remember the 1960s. The whole world was breaking apart. War overseas. Protests in the streets. Drugs numbing a generation. The church didn't know what to do with us. But Jesus showed up in places no one expected. On beaches and coffee houses. Under open skies and somewhere in all that noise. A quiet revival started to burn. He met us in the desert haze. Through broken songs and barefoot praise. Not robes or rules, but love made clear. A Jesus call the lost could hear. Through open hearts and simple ways. The church was changed in those wild days. They came unwashed, long-haired, and unsure, but Chuck Smith opened the doors of Calvary Chapel and let them sit barefoot and search him. There they found more than music and welcome. They found the gospel preached verse by verse, and revival followed. He met us in the county flow, where sandals tread and spirit blow. Not perfect saints, but souls set free. Revival found in honesty. No stage too small, no heart too far. Light still shone where rebels are. It wasn't about polished buildings or perfect behavior. We learned that Jesus met people where they were, on the streets and drug houses and doubt. The church grew when it listened, welcomed, and made space for truth to grow. We learned to worship with raised hands and open hearts. We ask questions, we let go of control. The Jesus movement wasn't about control, it was about trust. Trust in the Spirit to guide, trust in the gospel to speak, letting love lead. He met us in the days of doubt. When all the lights were burning out, he lit the way with songs and grace, and built his church in every place. The lessons stand, the call remains, to love, to serve, to bear his name. The Fourth Awakening showed us that revival isn't something you manufacture. It happens when hearts open, truth is preached, and love makes room. Even now, he meets us still.